6:02 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, would-have-could-haves, and never-wars from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. Still logging in here. There we go. All right. Anyway, got some different stuff this week. We're back to normal. The next Tears and Alcohol will be on April 6th, and it'll be preceded by an abbreviated Desperate Hours, which will be a theme. I will have a theme on that one. It'll be the two sides of. No, so that's a spoiler alert there. Anyway, why don't we get into it? 6:04 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Yeah. So many women, so little time. Almost made me lose my mind. I had one over here and one over there. Yeah, I had them everywhere. With so many women, so many women. Y'all don't care at all. But I'm the guy who liked what I see. No one woman ever made a fool of me. With so many women, I had so many women. With so many women, and slow little time. Mother told her son, take this advice. All the things you're doing, someday you'll pay the price. Oh, I wish I'd listened. Too many women have drove me out of my head when I was young and in my prime. Yeah, I can get them in old time. But now I'm old, my feelings cold. I can't get no love to save my soul. With so many women, with so many women, I have so many women, and so little time. So many women, so little time. So many women, so little time. So many women, so little time. So many women.
Hey, yeah. Now Josephine is on the scene, and Peggy Sue's out there too. Yeah, Penny got me on the run. Lucille is doing Peter Gunn. Now Mary Lou ain't got no shoes, and Barbara Ann has got the blues. Yeah, women, got so many women. Oh, women, got so many women. Women in my cellar, women in my attic, women on my back porch too. I used to think it was okay, a different girlfriend. Sally's calling on the phone. Women won't leave me alone. Yeah, I'm talking about women.
What right you got telling me what to do? This is my night to play the radio, and I'll play what I want.
Half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle. That's the way the money goes. Pop goes the weasel. Yeah. Half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle. That's the way the money goes. Pop goes the weasel. Every night when I go out, the weasel's on the table. Take a stick and knock it off, pop goes the weasel. Up and down the city road, in and out of the Eagle. That's the way the money goes, pop goes the weasel. half a pound of twopenny rice, half a pound of treacle. Mix it up and make it nice. Pop goes the weasel. You know, pop goes the weasel. For years I've wondered what that meant, and nobody seemed to know. So I looked it up, and the official explanation goes something like this. Pop goes the weasel refers to the habit of London hatters long ago popping or pawning their weasels or accessories on Saturday night to buy liquor. Isn't that interesting? Up and down the city road, in and out of the Eagle, that's the way the money goes, pop goes the weasel. But you know, I've got a theory of my own about pop goes the weasel. It's much simpler. Now if you've got a weasel and you don't want him to pop, the next time you go shopping, don't you take him in the shop. 2, 3, 4, half a pound of tavernie rice, half a pound of treacle. Now that is the way that the money goes. Pop goes the weasel. Every night when I go out, the weasel's sitting on the table. Now I take a stick and I knock it off. Pop goes the weasel. Up and down the city road, in and out of the Eagle, that's the way the money goes. Pop goes the weasel altogether. Now half a pound of tubbany rice, half a pound of treacle. Now I mix it up and I make it nice. Pop, pop, pop goes the weasel. Pop, pop, pop goes the weasel. Poppity, poppity, pop goes the weasel now. Would you excuse me a moment? I'm just going to pop my weasel.
It's 6:15 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I'll explain away this first set of the evening. Just heard Anthony Newley, and his rendition of Pop Goes the Weasel, single released in the United States in 1961 in London. For that, you heard Emmett Lord and Women. Track originally released on Liberty in 1962, but I gotta lie, off the compilation Sin Alley Volume 3. No label on that, German release. No release date either. Well, that Bobby Williams, with So Many Women, came out on the swinging label in 1960. I got off the compilation Savage Kick Volume 3. Came out on Savage Kick in the UK. And we kicked off the set with Conjunto de Oliveira Muge and Sopressa ad un Filo. Was in Portuguese. I Had Too Much to Dream last night. Originally released on Importadora LDA in Mozambique, 1968. I got off the compilation. Not the compilation. Kazumbi African 60s Garage Volume 1 came out in 2009 on No Smoke in Portugal. Anyway, well, why don't we get back into it? Yeah, I let the thing repeat. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
We'll be right back. Everybody's talking about the seventh son. In the whole wide world there is only one, and I'm the one. Yes, and I'm the one. Well, I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can tell you things that make your heart look glad. Look in the sky, take the rain. I can tell you when you got another man, cause I'm the one. Oh, I gotta be the one. Well, I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son. I can talk this word, this will sound so sweet, that will even make it pretty hard. Kill the beat, I can heal a sick girl, reach a deal, and make all your pretty girls look out of my head. Cause I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. Well, I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son. Oh, I'm the one they call the seventh son. Oh, I could be the one they call the seventh son. I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son. All right now. Oh, I'm the one. Yeah, let me tell you, I'm the one. I'm the one they call the seventh son. Yes, I could be the one, I'm the one. But I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son. Well, I'm the one, they call the seventh son. Yes, I'm the one, they call the seventh son.
I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Hey there, Mr. Build a Fence Around Your Sister, it's the Boys Night Out. Hey there, Buster, it's the engines after Custer, it's the Boys Night Out. They're out to do the town and before they're through, it's bound to be like into the night they lost the Titanic and the Wall Street Panic. What they're seeking is a little cheek to cheek, and it's the
methods on sound.
I don't see any method at all.
Substitution.
What do you mean? You don't have any tomatoes?
Only what's on the menu. You can have a number two, a plain omelet. It comes with cottage fries and rolls.
Yeah, I know what it comes with, but it's not what I want.
Well, I'll come back when you make up your mind.
Wait a minute. I have made up my mind. I'd like a plain omelet, no potatoes on the plate, a cup of coffee, and a side order of wheat toast.
I'm sorry, we don't have any side orders of toast. I'll give you a English muffin or a coffee roll.
What do you mean you don't make side orders of toast? You make sandwiches, don't you?
Would you like to talk to the manager?
Hey, Mac.
Shut up. You've got bread and a toaster of some kind?
I don't make the rules.
Okay, I'll make it as easy for you as I can. I'd like an omelet, plain, and a chicken salad sandwich on wheat toast. No mayonnaise, no butter, no lettuce, and a cup of coffee.
And number two, chicken salad sandwich. All the butter, the lettuce, and the mayonnaise, and a cup of coffee. Anything else?
Yeah, now all you have to do is hold the chicken, bring me the toast, give me a check for the chicken salad sandwich, and you haven't broken any rules.
You want me to hold the chicken, huh?
I want you to hold it between your knees.
You see that sign, sir? Yes, you all have to leave. I'm not taking any more of your smartness and sarcasm.
You see this sign?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's 6:31 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that the support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance of recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. This is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and your friends here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this second set of the evening. Backing me up, and I never said anything. The Continentals Jam, a track originally released on the, it was self-released, I'm sorry, 1965, and I get it off the compilation Psychedelic States, Georgia in the 60s, came out in 2001 on Gear Fab. Anyway, you just heard Lord Rockingham's 11, featuring Don Storer on drums and Cherry Wainer on organ and background yelps. I've been on a jag lately, just watching her videos on YouTube. I get that compilation off of Frolic Diner Volume 5, 1997 on Romulan. There we go. Anyway, the name of the track was called Fried Onions. It originally came out on Decca in the UK in 1958. Cherry Wainer would have been 88 years old on March 2nd. Before that, you heard The Lovin' Machine with The Lovin' Machine. Track originally released on the Powell label in 1965. I got off the compilation Hoodad Hootenanny 2. Came out in 2015 on Quipped. Before that, James Brown and his Famous Flames, actually just the Famous Flames, with Choo Choo, the B-side to Prisoner of Love, 1963 on King. Before that, Patti Page from 1962 on Mercury. And Boys Not Out from the motion picture of the same name, starring James Garner, Tony Randall, Jim Novak, Howard Duff, Patti Page, and Zsa Zsa Gabor. Before that, we kicked off the set with The Lions and their rendition. They were from Denmark. The Lions and their rendition of Seventh Son originally came out on the Triola label in Denmark in 1965. I got off a best of thing called Many Sides of the Lions. Came out in 1999. On Rock and Beat in Denmark. Anyway, I think I recombobulated myself. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Me. Hey, this is MJ Quirk from Club Lenny Hanagogo, The Soup Man, and many other bands. And you're listening to The Desperate Hours with my good budzo, Alex Piandez, on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts University, Medford. Now play some Rod Keith, damn it.
In Ohio, he was country born. He later was killed at Little Bighorn. He led a troop of fine young men, but now they'll never ride again. It was by surprise that the Indians came. No other war could be the same. With all the blood that was spilled that day, I guess those souls are there to stay. Yeah, I guess those souls are there to stay. Put in words where they don't belong. I know that Custer wasn't wrong, for this will remain a legend long. When Custer lay so very still, his faithful horse was very sad. It laid its head right over him. The mighty Sioux, they felt so bad. Yeah, the mighty Sioux, they felt so bad. And if only Custer's horse could talk, he'd definitely prove us to be wrong. He'd say that Custer's very last wave was not a wave that could last long. It was the general who said himself, I'll fight until the very end. But anyway, he won the war, which gave us peace once again. Yes, he brought us peace once again. Custer's legend will never end. No, Custer's legend will never end. Custer's legend will never end.
Famous day in history, the men of the 7th Cavalry went riding on. And from the rear a voice was heard, a brave young man with a trembling word ran loud and clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Hey, Mr. Custer, please don't make me go. I had a dream last night about to come in fight. Somebody yelled attack, and there I stood with the arrow in my back. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Bushes out there, they moving. There's the engine behind every one. Hey, Mr. Custer, you mind if I be excused the rest of the afternoon? Hey, Charlie, duck your head. Oh, you're a little bit late on that one, Charlie. Whew, I bet that smarts.
They were sure of victory, the men of the 7th Cavalry, as they rode on. Again from the rear a voice was heard, that same great voice with a trembling word rang loud and clear.
What am I
Mr. Custer. Please don't make me go. There's a redskin waiting out there, fixing to take my hair. A coward, I'm being called, 'cause I don't wanna wind up dead or bald. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't wanna go. No.
I wonder what the Indian word for friend is. Say, friend. Kemosabe, that's it. Kemosabe! Hey out there, Kemosabe! No, that isn't it. Look at him out there, running around like a bunch of wild Indians. Oh, this ain't no time for joking.
Hey there, this is Trish. I play guitar in a band called the Mezzos from Pennsylvania, and you're tuned in to the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Really rad.
Eggs in my life, but you're 20 minutes.
Is that a boost or a knock? Because I haven't time to figure it out.
I'm doing my own figuring. I'm getting $70 so far. By tonight, it ought to be 150. Seven times 150. That's over a grand. That's the first grand I ever had.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's 6:49 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you real quick. When I played in this third set of the evening, you just heard the Grodes, a.k.a. the Tongues of Truth, and Cry a Little Longer, a track originally released on the Triumph label in 1965. Some tough stuff out of Tucson, Arizona. I ain't gonna lie, I got out of the Trash Box set, CD4. Came out on 2004 on Hit Records in the U.K., before that, the Olympians from the mother country, Greece, and Go Man Go, originally released in Greece on Philips in 1966. I got off a compilation, 6 Miles from the Cage, Volume 2, came out in 2000 on Model Records. Well, that Larry Vern and his hit, Please Mr. Custer, decidedly, not of these times, 1960 on Era, preceded by Rod Keith, a.k.a. Dan Monday, and General Custer's story remains a legend. Our key of the week, originally released on Preview, unknown date on that. Discog says it's not Rod Keith, but yes, it is. I got it off the I Die Today Best Of thingy. Let's see. Of course. Oh, jeez. I forgot to put on the repeat. There we go. Anyway, I Die Today, Best Of thingy, 1996 on the Zadok label, and we kicked it off with the Temptations, a different Temptations, a doo-wop outfit from Flushing, New York, 1960 on Gold Disc and Barbara. Anyway, this next set's going to take us past the point of no return, aka the halfway point of the show. Hope you're digging it so far. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.